Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The media hounds are putting the pedal to the metal. This is Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go digging for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand that Jimmy just loves. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also brought to you by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info at LittlePartMedia.com. So, the bell! Here we are. There's peace in the world. Donald Trump has marched into North Korea, and he has healed all of the...
I don't think he's made it into either by the way. I think you can tell them on the map, but he hasn't visited either. And by the way, there was an Olympics, and he couldn't even go to that one.
He couldn't, yeah. But he's going to Singapore. Singapore, apparently, is where this grand event is going to take place, where he will sit down and talk to the leader of North Korea. South Korea will be there, and perhaps... this ongoing war that many of the people who are currently alive in that region have grown up with could perhaps be coming to an end. That's an issue to be debated. But the issue we're talking about here is how the media is treating this. Jimmy, most of the reports out there, and the reason we're doing this is because I have been attacked. Maybe that's too strong. I've had a couple of different people jump on my case and say, why are you guys talking about how great Trump is and how he's doing great stuff in North Korea? I said, they are. No, they're not. They're always hedging. They're always saying, well, we don't know yet, or this really isn't Trump. It's South Korea that has been doing this. Do you think that...
Using the United States leverage of nuclear weapons, yes.
Right. Do you think that the press, that the networks and the newspapers out there have been covering this story in a biased way or an unbiased way?
The latest with him, you know, saying right at 3 a.m., we're going to have a ratings bonanza. This is the most watched event in television history I got three people that were detained out of North Korea. And
But that's good. He got somebody. These people were detained. And typically what happened, here I am. Now I'm falling into the trap.
What usually happens, Dan,
is that people get released before leaders sit down and talk.
Correct.
But now critics of the press, mainstream media, will say, well, you're just saying that because it's Trump. You don't want to hand anything to him and say this is an accomplishment by Trump.
No, we don't. And I'll tell you who to blame for that.
Who's that?
It's not the media.
Who is it?
It's the guy in the mirror. It's the POTUS in the mirror.
So you're saying he's been beating up all of the reporters. So why in the world should they treat him fairly?
He loves to build walls, doesn't he?
Ooh.
He loves to build walls between peoples.
And Mexico.
Right. Well, that's my point. I'm using that.
Ooh,
is that good?
Man.
He loves it. And he's created a wall.
Jimmy, another point for Jimmy.
Between, yes. There's so few.
No.
If golf was not these out of the park. Remember, in golf, the low score wins. That's all I got to say. All right. Anyway, back to Mr. POTUS, okay?
Yes.
Because, look, I will look at the facts, and I am fearful of the facts that he will get credit for this.
So you're saying you don't want to see...
By the way, I just banged into the mic.
Yes, you did, which is what you do all the time.
I'm supposed to sit on my hands.
You sat on your hands, and that lasted all of no time. So you do not want to give, like many critics are saying, reporters out there don't want to do, you don't want to give Trump credit for anything that is happening currently on the Korean Peninsula.
No, and again, I think more and more as we continue along this road of the presidency.
Yes. Why the throat thing?
Because
there?
I don't want to mention his name because I hate him as a person. Yeah, I'll be perfectly honest. Okay. I don't like who he is. I don't like how he does his. I don't like
opinion?
How he treats people.
Okay.
I don't like anything. And the other thing about it, Dan, that I am also admitting at this point.
Oh no.
I've never been big on I don't care about foreign policy. I don't.
But
I care about what's going on in my backyard.
Right. But
and
he's
amongst
playing this
my
up. This
people.
Is foreign policy. He's playing this up.
And I will admit that his predecessor, who was a peaceful man, tried his best to not create conflict in the world. And I think perhaps his naivete, he got taken advantage of in some of these deals, including the Iran deal.
I
will admit that.
I'm glad you brought that up because whenever President Obama would have any discussion with one of these countries, whatever it may be, whether it's Cuba or whatever it is, that the press treated it in a different way. It was almost as if they were cheerleaders for what the president and the United States were doing. But this one seems different.
It's the tactics. It's the tactics. It's his bullying. It's his ability to use the nuclear arsenal that the United States has as a leverage in foreign policy.
But does that matter, though, when it comes to coverage of this story?
Okay.
It doesn't really matter what tactic he's using. Is it successful? And if it is, why isn't it being covered that way?
I'm not really sure why it's not. I can give you my opinion.
Your opinion?
That the media does not like giving him any credit, but if they do report the facts, and in this case, I think the facts of him getting three detainees freed from North Korea, and the facts that he is going to have a meeting with Kim Jong-un, and the fact that there is a possibility. And I'm going to give Kim Jong-un a little credit here because he's in a position to really do something right, which is not something his father ever did.
Right.
And become more of a world respected leader for putting, you know, for putting down the bomb and picking up the peace pipe, if you will.
Wow. That's put down the bomb, pick up the pipe.
Because, you know, look. Everybody knows, any sane person understands that we can blow ourselves up tomorrow.
Right.
We can.
You're right. I think he understands that. I think this is a case of a bully being outbullied.
I agree.
So that's sort of my overall, is my national policy
conclusion. And it's weird that as a
conclusion.
Right. And I think.
Or foreign policy, I should
and
say.
I think you're 100% right on that. I think that in this case, the bullying tactic works.
With another bully. Exactly.
And
so that's good. Here's the thing.
Nothing has happened yet.
That's the other thing that critics will say is that the media, anytime this, there might be an anchor sitting there or one of these talk show hosts on the traditional media stations or mainstream media, they'll always say, oh, by the way, before you jump and say that he should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
By the way, I think Kim Jong-un is in line for that, not Donald Trump.
There are lots of human rights issues
that
we have to
address before
that.
It's an award. Hey, Brad Stevens didn't get a vote for Coach of the Year, okay? Enough with awards. Sorry.
That was out of left field.
Sorry, that's me.
But
I play left field.
Look, I think that here are the facts.
Did you
right?
get that?
Here,
did you get
yes,
that?
I did. Here are the facts. And I think that reporters, I agree with you. I think that we have been in general beaten up by this administration. And so it's very difficult after, it's almost shell shock, right? You've been hit so many times with a club that all of a sudden they're hitting you with a pillow and you're responding as if you're being hit by a club. And so that's kind of the reaction I think that's happening from the press. But the facts are this, right, or these. Number one, it is true that I think Trump being unpredictable is what sort of
a
rattled,
loose cannon.
Right, that rattled the other unpredictable. That's the advantage that North Korea has always had. We have no idea what they're going to do. That's always been the mantra. Right now, all of a sudden, Trump comes and you don't know what he's going to do.
Right.
So that's reason. Yes, you have to give credit where credit is due, and I think that's part of it. But if you're covering the facts, and I know critics of the press don't like this, but there are other issues as well. One of them being that he always, the North Korean leader, always wanted to have, he was testing all of these different rockets, hoping that they could reach the United States. And once he got to that point, then it's like, now it's time for me to talk because I'm one of the big boys, right? And so I feel that he has gone, and experts believe that he has gotten along so far in his program that he feels he's now one of the big boys, so he's willing to talk. I also believe that South Korea has played a significant role in they have a more liberal leader over there who is willing to have these discussions when other leaders in South Korea have not been able to do so or not been willing to do so. So when you put that all together, those are all the factors. And I think if reported that way, then it's fine. But
it's a perfect storm of politics.
Man, you are on fire today. you are the perfect storm of politics. I think it's good that, you know, that all of these things have come in at the end. If in fact it does all come together, look, I don't care how it happens. I'm just happy that there will be peace in that region, if in fact it does happen. But I think that reporters who have been beaten up over time at some point need to take a step back and say, look, let's look at this critically and give him due. Okay. If in fact it is, that's a big part of it, or even a small part of it, we need to play it up, because whether you like it or not, if it's a part of it, it's a good thing.
If the final chapter of this...
Are you saying don't count the chickens before they hatch?
Correct. But okay. if the final chapter is a single Korea after all these years,
right?
I'm going to be really impressed.
If anything happens over there where they're not fighting anymore, yeah, where they're allowing outside investment to come in and provide...
Can you imagine him breaking down the wall, the DMZ wall?
Oh, Lord.
Can you imagine the video of that?
He was putting up a wall here, and now he's... Yeah. Now
I'm afraid... Look, and again, I don't really care about what goes on around the world. I don't. That's
I do.
Me.
No, well, I do.
I don't. I don't do think care. Here's the reason. We have so many problems in this country.
We're all interconnected, Jimmy. Jimmy, we're all interconnected. What happens in one country ripples across the world. We have to care what's happening around the world.
That's my naivete. I don't care.
We have to care what's happening around the world.
I understand. Well, you can care.
Okay.
You can and I can't.
I over care sometimes.
I care that we're cutting, that teachers don't make enough money, that our kids are falling behind in education.
Yeah, that's domestic stuff. Yes.
Again, I'm more about domestic stuff than anything else. The fact that we have a homeless issue in this country, the
all
fact that we have people
issues.
And
you got to care. You got to care about the rest of the world. We're all one big happy family.
Well, we are
kumbaya.
One family of humanity.
Exactly.
And I do
so
know
we
the
should
words
care.
To kumbaya. Kumbaya.
So okay. We should all be friends and family from around the world. So therefore, if they're friends and family from around the world, you have to care. But that's for another discussion. If you care about us, and if you like the episode, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. By the way, if you have any questions or comments, you know where to go.
Keep them to yourself. I'm sorry.
It's info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.